Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. You guys, this is the arena where people don't wait until it's perfect. We don't show up prepared and scripted. And this is for the people who are showing up and building anyway, because listen, we're not created to play small. God's DNA is in you. You're built to create. You are built to lead. You are built to become. And every single thing that you've been through, that is not holding you back. That's your message, okay? Today's guest is Stanley Bronstein, and I'm very excited to introduce him. He didn't just lose weight, he rebuilt his entire life, and he's kept it that way. And I don't want to give away too much because that's the whole point. You guys don't want to hear from me. So, Stanley, I'm so excited that you are coming on the show and giving us some time. I am excited to hear your story, front row, front and center. I usually start everybody off with the out of the gate, the hot seat. Give us your elevator pitch. Just tell us who you are and what you do.
First of all, before I give the elevator pitch, I want to say I agree with every single thing you said in your intro.
Thank you.
People are not born to be small.
No.
Now, my elevator pitch, Stanley Bronstein. I'm 66. I used to weigh 367 pounds. Today, I weigh 145 pounds. No drugs, no surgeries, just getting my head on straight, getting together, learning to eat properly because nutrition is so important. And walking, a lot of walking. Now, basically, I changed my life in an instant. Now I help, but it took me 49 and a half years to get to that point. I can help you change your life in an instant without waiting 49 and a half years.
Yeah, I love that. And I just want to say, like, I'm in the struggle of doing it the right way. Okay. I've tried to cheat the system. I've taken the products that force my body, and I've done all the things. And nutrition is key, and calorie deficits are not sexy. Like, it's just not cool. I get it. But something that's really helped me is, I mean, I just eat the same thing every day. It keeps it so simple. My brain is unattached. There's no overthinking it. Food is just suddenly fuel. It's not a passionate relationship where I'm like, oh, that cinnamon bun in the morning, I can't wait. I don't care about any of that now. And it's taken a hot minute, and it took me 46 years to figure it out. I needed you like 46 years ago, but we're here now. I'm excited to see what we can learn.
I needed myself 46 years ago.
Yeah.
But the first of all, something I've learned about calorie deficits.
Yeah.
When you get to the point where I'm at, where you only put healthy food in your mouth,
Yeah.
counting calories becomes much less important.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does. Simple
Yep.
rule. You only put healthy food in your mouth, quit when you're full. But we have to overcomplicate all the marketing that gets
Yeah.
thrown at us. And all the stuff they tell us it's good. Yeah, it's good tasting, but
Yeah.
it's not good for us. It's garbage.
Right.
So where do you want me to start?
Well, I mean, 367 pounds, I think, especially my people that are watching this are, yeah, my people that are watching this are just shocked. He's holding up a picture right now. Make sure you guys go check this episode out on YouTube if you're listening right now. But that sounds like a lot. Like, that is a lot. And you are definitely not that guy today. So I guess, what was the actual moment? Was there a moment, or was it cumulative, where you were just like, Lord, something has to change?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I had, first of all, my whole thing with obesity started when I was 8 years old. My mother died when I was eight.
Okay.
Messed with my head in a lot of ways. And I was living with my massively obese father who had no clue how to eat healthy. And we both ate ourselves into oblivion. Men like to brag that they weighed the same that they did when they got married. I weighed less than I did when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
That's sick. In a lot of ways, when you think about it,
Yeah.
but it's the truth. So, along the way, I had times where, the first time I lost weight, senior year in college, I lost about 75, 80 pounds. Then I went on a road trip in the car, and there were cookies in the back seat. And the cookies and I had an intimate love affair during the trip
Yeah.
and set me right back down on the road I was on. So, lesson to be learned from that. The problem was I had made changes, but they were temporary changes. They were not permanent changes. And also, I lost the weight, but I didn't learn how to eat properly.
Yeah.
There's You can lose weight. That's the big one of the big problems I have with all the GLP-1 drugs and everything else is you're not teaching people how to eat properly. I was at the gym the other day in the sauna, talked to a guy for 15, 20 minutes. He's 67, a year older than me. I'm 66. He told me he lost 95 pounds over the last year on Zepbound and one of the drugs. And I said, "Did you change? Have you changed what you've eaten any?" He says, "No, I'm eating the same shit I was eating before." And I didn't say anything to him, but I'm thinking to myself, that's not going to do you any good. All you've learned is you've learned how to eat less of the same crap. And that's, learning how to eat properly. And first of all, my process was an evolutionary process. It did not happen overnight.
Of course.
Happened over time. But okay, let's get to the moment. My 4 months before my 50th birthday, big time for a lot of men, women too, 4 months before 50th birthday. I was 320 at the time. I wasn't my full 367, but I was 320. And I woke up and I was disgusted with myself. I mean, totally disgusted. I said, I'm an attorney and I'm a CPA, successful business career. And I can't get it together in terms of my weight and my health. This is ridiculous. I'm wasting my potential here. This has to stop. And I was fed up and I said, I'm done. I told my wife, I said, I'm done. I'm cooked. No more. But I wasn't at rock bottom. I hadn't had a heart attack yet, hadn't had a stroke yet, knees hadn't given out yet. Stuff was probably coming. See, because what I did was I asked myself that morning, I said, where am I going to be in 5 years if I keep doing what I'm doing? Care to guess what the answer was?
Not alive.
Dead. Yeah, dead. And I decided I didn't want to be dead. So there you go. So right away, I said, I'm going to make four changes. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to make these changes and you might like them and you might not like them. And if you don't like them, I don't care
Got to do it.
because I have to do that. See, that's what I call a moment of healthy selfishness. One of my free books on my website is actually called that The Way of Healthy Selfishness. It's, you put yourself first because if you continually put other people first, you're going to fall apart one day. And that's no good. So what did I do? I quit drinking alcohol. I was drinking scotch every day. Was I an alcoholic? I don't know. But I was drinking scotch every day. I was drinking too much and I was serving it. It was not serving me. So I took my last bottle of scotch, poured it down the toilet, hit flush, gone, haven't had a drink in 17 years. Soda pop, 2 liter bottles of soda pop, diet caffeine free. So surely that's healthy, right? No, I was drinking three of those a day. Took my last one down the toilet, flush, haven't had one in 17 years. Then I quit eating red meat because, I like chicken and turkey and they always said that's healthier supposedly than red meat. So I said, I'll quit eating red meat, which was interesting because my father was a butcher and I grew up in a house with unlimited free meat. So to quit eating, so anyway, so I quit that. And then I said, I'm going to start walking. I got to get some exercise. And when I started in the beginning, I could only walk 2 or 3 blocks and my knees hurt and I was out of breath and everything else. I found a gym that was open 24 hours. I started going there in the middle of the night when the pool was empty and I started walking laps in the pool.
Oh,
And I
smart.
would listen and I hooked up a rig. I would listen to audiobooks while I was doing that. And I studied it for 1 hour and then 2 hours, then 3 hours. And I set a goal that I was going to do a 5 hour pool walk on my 50th birthday, which gave me 4 months to get there. By my 50th birthday, I did that 5 hour pool walk. I had lost about 50 pounds.
Nice.
And 2 days later, I did 5.5 hours. So I kept going and going and going. And then over time, I kept refining what I was doing. See, that's the difference. I like to talk about excellence instead of being a perfectionist. See, I used to be a perfectionist. I used to be a 367-pound perfectionist. Now tell me that's not a little sick. It was. So, when you're a perfectionist, The only thing that's good enough is perfection. Everything else, you're a failure. You're miserable. You're no good. The people around you are miserable. They're no good. Well, guess what? We're all human beings. If you take one thing away from this podcast, you're a human being. You're going to screw up big time. Promise you, somewhere along the way. The question is, what do you do when you screw up? Do you do what I used to do, which is beat yourself upside the head, say, I'm no good, I'm a failure, and then go eat some food that makes me feel better? Or do I sit there and say, I made a mistake. Mistakes are proof that I'm trying. What can I learn from that? Pick myself back up, get going again. Fall down seven times, get up eight. Me, I've probably fallen down 1,000 times and gotten up 1,001. But that last time I got up, baby, boy, I got up.
That was
And I
it.
was rolling. And so it was February 1st, 2009, the day I started. And you know why it wasn't January 1st? Because I had made a New Year's resolution and I blew it.
Everybody
But
does.
yeah, everybody does. Well, so I did it. I started it late, but I did it. So over time, I refined what I was eating. I became vegetarian. Then I got to a point where 7.5 years ago, I turned vegetarian 12 and a half years ago. 7.5 years ago, I got to a point where I couldn't get below 180 pounds. No matter what I did, I was at that time, I was walking 10 to 15 miles every day. And how I do that is I have a treadmill at home, I have a computer hooked up to the treadmill, I walk at 2 miles an hour, and I can work while I'm walking. So a doctor told me to do that, and that was very good advice. So I couldn't get my weight below 180 when I was exercising that much every day. So I said, something's wrong here. So I started looking at what I was eating. Well, I gave up butter, cheese, and ice cream. Three wonderful tasting things. And I essentially went vegan. And although I was still eating some processed food at the time, but I went vegan. And guess what? I lost 50 pounds in like 5 minutes. I mean, the weight just came off of me. I just melted literally right before Europe. And so that was the triggering point, the thing. So since that time, I'm 100% whole food, plant-based. I have a commitment. No garbage enters my mouth. And I work to try to control all my inputs. That means no garbage enters my head. I don't hang around people who are full of garbage. What was it? Gandhi used to say, never let anyone walk through your mind with their dirty feet. And I want to hang around good people. I got like, okay, it's 1:15 in the afternoon today. Do I have something else I could be doing? Yes. But I'm having a good quality conversation with a good quality individual about a good quality topic. So maybe it's a good thing for me to be doing. You know, those are the kinds of things that you want to do. Meeting good people, talking about good things, hopefully encouraging some other people to change their lives. So, what did this whole process teach me? What did I learn from it? And first of all, I want to go back to something you said in your intro that just popped into my mind. Would I change anything I did over the years? In the first 49 and a half years of my life, would I change anything if I could? Yes. Would I change the fact that my mother died when I was eight? Sure. Do I have any regrets for what I went through and what I put myself through? No. Because those experiences, the things I went through, were necessary to teach me what I know now and to turn me into the person I am now so that I am in a position to help other people avoid the problems I had or to solve their problems sooner. So it was necessary.
Well, I think that you're capturing this because you see that big picture. This is not just about a diet from food or, a weight loss journey. You guys, this takes everything. The minute that you're going to take this serious, that decision you make where you're going to care about what you're watching, what you're listening to, the people you're around, all of that matters. Like, it's all going to play a part in that. In fact, for my journey, which I started in my calorie deficit, which I need one, you guys, okay? Doctor now, is that his name? He would be like, you ate enough for like 2 years. You're gonna be fine, right? Like I
Dr.
got
Nazar,
you.
you did Dr. Dows, you did Dr. Nazarden?
No, I just know him from the show, and I know he says like a lot of cutthroat things, and I
He used to be my tenant when I lived in
did
Houston.
he really? That's
Believe it or not.
amazing.
Yeah, I was his landlord. But anyway, go
That's
ahead.
amazing. So, I start the calorie deficit before I even did this, before I even really made that decision, because I've chased that instant weight loss. It works as long as it works, and then it's over. Because the habits never changed and the habits never stuck, and I never got cellular exactly. Yep. I never just got serious about that. But before I even started this, probably like in October, actually, it's been longer than that. I started working on my nervous system because I realized, like, as long as I'm in fight or flight and I'm anxious, I'm going to keep reaching for food. I'm going to keep looking for that to be my calm. So I need to figure out why am I so riled up all the time. So literally took healing my nervous system seriously to where I'm calm. And now, you guys, I sleep through the night. There's no point. Whatever you're doing, whatever diet you're doing, whatever you're eating, I don't care how much nutrition you get, if you're not getting sleep, like you are not benefiting yourself. So it is a whole package. And it's one thing at a time. You guys don't do everything all at once. It is like one thing at a time. So that's all I've done is just like, what's one thing I could do right now to support this being a real journey for me? And I think something else that really helped was like, I don't tell myself I can't have anything. I wake up and I'm like, I get to have incredible conversations with people like Stanley. How can I show up the best? Because if I would have just eaten, you know, three cheeseburgers and some fries and that cinnamon roll I was talking about, I would not be sitting in the chair like this. I would be like,
Yeah.
yeah, Stanley, what's going on? Cool. Great story. See you later. Like, I
I've
can't
had
steward.
I've had that happen to me on
Yes.
interviews before.
I cannot steward my relationship with Christ if I'm not taking every component serious, and that includes what we're listening to. But I do want to talk to you because society, has this really toxic culture about body positivity, and we're literally giving super unhealthy, unhappy people a permission slip to be miserable. And how do you think that, you know, what's your perspective on that?
First of all, I agree with you. Second of all, the problem is real simple.
Yeah.
Life is a long-term game, and we live in a short-term world. Everybody wants instant solutions. People, you know, our parents, grandparents, great grandparents, they worked hard.
Yeah.
They knew what it was. We don't want to do that anymore. We want to take the easy way out. And the funny thing is, all the things, I'll just use myself as an example, all the things I went through and that I do now, you could sit there and say all these things are hard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna sit there and tell you it was a heck of a lot easier than I thought it would be.
Right.
And it's a heck of a lot easier than it was walking around at 367 pounds.
Being fat is hard. That's
Yeah.
hard. That's so
Yeah.
hard.
I'll
Choosing
give you an
hard.
example. I was in Costco one day and I bought 4 50-pound bags of bird seed. And they were on a cart. So 200 pounds of bird seed on this cart.
Yeah.
And it was in the back of the store. And I had to push it all the way through the store and to my car, and I was huffing and puffing the whole time. And I said, I used to carry more than that on my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't like that people are doing that. And part of the problem is, I'm going to say this not because I'm making fun of you, just because it's the way the expression's made. It's
Yeah.
all about it's all about the money, honey.
Yeah.
It's people wanting to make money
Yeah.
off of you. The food companies who put added sugar in your food. I had a new client I met with yesterday, and he told me he can't leave. He's exercising. He's walking 3 miles a day, and he's eating what he thinks is a healthy breakfast and other stuff, and his salad for lunch, and he can't lose weight. And by the way, that's a good choice for beverage for drinking. That looks like water with lemon in,
It's
probably.
water, 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 water.
Good,
Yeah.
smart.
Thank you.
So I said, let's take a look at what you're doing. He started telling me what he was doing. And I said, there's added sugar in this.
Yep.
There's added salt in this. He didn't realize any of that was there. And I said, the food companies who put that in there, they don't do it. They do it because they want to sell us more of their product.
Yes.
They want it to taste good so that we'll buy more of it. They don't give a damn about our health.
Yep.
They don't care what it's doing to us. They, the pharmaceutical companies that are selling us these,
They
first of all,
work together.
these are all my opinions here.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical companies, all they want to do is make money by selling you drugs. Are these drugs going to hurt you in the long term? I personally think they are. We don't know. I think in the long term, they're going to hurt people. And you know what the pharmaceutical companies think? They're like, well, we'll just come up with another drug that we can sell them then to
Exactly.
try to solve the problems that we caused in the first place. And I don't like any of that. And doctors, I
Yeah.
have nothing against doctors. If I get run over by a car, please take me to the emergency room. But they're not taught nutrition in medical school.
No, they're not.
I mean, can I give you an example about the power of nutrition?
Yeah.
Okay. I went vegetarian 12 and a half years ago, vegan 7 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Since the day I went vegan 7 and a half years ago, I have not been sick one time.
Yeah.
And that includes getting exposed to COVID. My wife went on a trip, brought COVID home from the airport.
Yeah.
My body, for 2 days, I felt like I was 75%, but my body threw it off. I'd had the vaccines that might have helped me, but the point is, my immune system was so high, it threw it off. If you go back to the 12 and a half years when I'm a vegetarian, I've been sick one time.
Yeah.
And that was for 3 days. And honestly, I don't think it's because I caught something. I think it's because all the excesses I had from previous in my body were stored in my body fat. The alcohol,
Detox.
and the
Yeah,
alcohol.
detox.
When, and as I was losing the weight, and the weight was literally melting off my body. All those toxins were being released in my bloodstream. And
Exactly.
I had 3 days where I felt like I was a pinata. You hung me upside down. You beat me with a
Yeah.
baseball bat. And the funny, and since that time, 12 and a half years ago, I have walked 2 hours or more every day except for those 3 days.
Nice.
And if you would have told me that those 3 days were going to interrupt a 12 and a half year streak, I would have walked anyway.
Yeah.
I would have gotten out of my bed and walked. Now, can I share a powerful story with you
Please.
about what I used as a motivator when I was getting started?
Yeah.
Okay. I got started in 2009. When I started, I had mornings when I woke up, I don't feel like walking. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to eat right today. I feel like crap. All the excuses that we all come up with. Well, I remembered a woman I had met 2 years earlier, 2007. Her name was Peggy Chun. I was writing a book where I went around the entire United States and I interviewed 50 amazing people to get their stories and put them in a book I was writing. I started the trip in Honolulu, Hawaii. If you're going to start a nationwide trip, start it in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
So the first person I interviewed said, "Are you going to interview Peggy Chun?" And I said, "Who's Peggy Chun? Never heard of her." He said, "Oh, you got to go talk to her." So the universe sent me to Peggy Chun. So I called her daughter, told her my story. Her daughter said, "Come on over to the house. You're welcome to interview her." So I went over to their house. When I met Peggy, she was in the final stages of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, completely bedridden,
Yeah.
could not move, could not speak, on a ventilator.
Wow.
The only way she could communicate, trained people would hold up an eye chart and they could read her eye movements and she could spell words. It took me 2 hours to do like a 20-minute interview with her.
Wow.
When I saw her, and I'm telling the truth here, the thought that went through my mind was, if I ever get like that, I want to be dead.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
Put a pillow over my head and take me out, please. I don't want to be here. But guess what? That was not Peggy's attitude. Peggy's attitude was, my grandkids are coming over later today. I can see out the window that it's a beautiful sunny day. They're going to roll me outside and I'm going to play with my grandkids and we're going to paint. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to drive around the United States and you're going to interview these 50 amazing people? That sounds like so much fun. Please tell me about each and every one of them. I want to hear their stories. I wish I could go with you.
Yeah.
This woman who was in a state where I would want to be dead had more joy for life than anyone I've ever met in my 66 years of living.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're religious, so I'm guessing you've heard the phrase, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
I started saying, what would Peggy Chun do?
Oh.
And the answer, if she could, and the answer is Peggy Chun would have gotten her lazy butt out of bed. She'd have gone for a walk, and she might not ever come back because she was having such a great time. So anytime I didn't feel like walking, I said, Peggy, this one's for you. And then I got up and I did it anyway.
I love that.
So it's perspective. You know, here
Yes.
I am sitting there complaining that I don't want to go for a walk. And there's someone who they'd give anything to
Would
be
give.
able to go for a walk.
Yes.
You know, how's the old saying go? I once felt sorry that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet.
Yes.
You know, so it's all in how you look at it. You're still alive. You're still breathing. I know people who were dead, who died before they changed their life.
Yep.
You know, my old eating buddy, I used to call him my partner in crime. We used to come over to my house and we would both pig out
Yep.
when we were both single. We'd pig out beyond abandon. And he died, my heart attack in his sleep at the age of 58, left an
Hard.
8-year-old kid
Wow.
and his wife. You know, he can't change his life. I could, fortunately, I woke up and I could. You know, if you're not dead yet, you can. You know, it's not too late. See, but what I learned from this experience, I'm more powerful than I ever imagined. That's why I walk so much every day, because I can. I'm in year 18 of looking for my limits and I haven't found them yet.
Yeah.
And you know what else it taught me? It taught me that if I can do these things, so can other people. Because I am no more special than you are. You are no more special than I am. The truth is, we are all special, each and every one of us. Believe it. And when you start to believe it, that is when your life changes. And when I started to believe it, it led me to ask a question. If I could lose all this weight and keep it off, if I could go from a person who can only walk 2 or 3 blocks and turn into a walking athlete,
Yeah.
what else is out there waiting for me to do that I haven't done yet that I should be doing?
Yes.
And the answer I came up with was helping people. And now I know we're running short on time, so there's one thing I want to tell people as a takeaway. What was the moment that changed my life? What is the key? I'm going to ask you a question. Brandon, what are the three most important words in the English language?
I love is pretty big.
Yeah, I used to say, I love you. That's
Yeah.
what I used to say.
Yeah.
And those are important. Now I say the three most important words in the English language are you willing?
Yeah.
Because unless and until you become willing to permanently do what it takes for the rest of your hopefully very long, hopefully very happy, hopefully very healthy life, you're not going to permanently get what you want. Willingness is the key. See, and you, when you decided that you were going to stop eating garbage and you were going to eat healthy, you became willing to
Yeah.
change. And when you did, that's when all the magic started happening. And I liked also what you said,
Yeah.
where you said you figured out what to eat and you just eat the same thing every day.
It's so
You know, that way
unsettling.
you don't have to think. It's like
Exactly.
me. I call that commitment. That's rule number 19 in my system that people, please post my website in the show
For
notes.
sure, I
So be,
will.
okay, you thewayofexcellence.com. But number 19, commitment. When you become 100% committed to something, it becomes easy because you stop asking questions. You know, so a Laura I work with delivered cupcakes and cookies to my house the week before Christmas. Did I eat them? No. Did I ask myself, could I eat them? No. I have a neighbor who lives down the street. She's skinny. She likes that kind of stuff. Gave them to her. My wife took one cupcake out for herself. Everybody was happy. And that was it. You don't ask. And could I eat a cupcake now at this stage of my life? Yes. Could I have a shot of scotch now if I wanted? Yes. Could I have a soda pop, a can of soda pop? Yes. Would that send me back down the rabbit hole? I think I'm strong enough at this point where it would not. But the reality is, I have no business with those things. I've already had my lifetime share of those things. I've had Brandon's lifetime share of those things. I've had 20 other people's lifetime share of those things. I don't need them any. They're gone. They're not who I am.
I love that. Where else can people find is your are your books and everything are on the website?
Okay,
That's how they can
if you
find
go to the
them.
website, thewayofexcellence.com, you go there, there's three tabs. First one is my whole system. There's 20 parts to the system on the main page. Everyone's got a video. Just do one a day. They're 8 to 12 minutes, one a day. In less than a month, you'll learn the whole system. So just go that one day. Second tab is all my books. And I have a ton of books on there. They're all free. And the reason why they're free is because I sat here and I criticized people who want to make money off of this. And all they care about is that, well, I'm giving you this for free. If you want to hire me and work with me privately, I'll be happy to work with you privately and you're welcome to hire me, but you don't have to. The message is more important. I want my message to be clean. So it's all there. It's free. You can have that at the books. And there's a third tab called Healthy Living. And in that one, it talks about all my things. Well, the first tab, number one, talks about body image, awakening your identity. And I did it, a guy co-hosted a webinar with a woman I work with, Rosalind Perez Castellano, who I need to put you in touch with because based upon what you told me, you need to interview her as
Oh,
well.
please do introduce us. Yeah. Fabulous. Stanley, listen, this is the part of the show where I get to tell you what I believe actually makes you special. And it's not just the weight loss. That's incredible. It's the fact that you made a clear choice to not be a victim of your story, of your circumstance. Feel sorry for yourself. You didn't blame the world. You
Nope.
proved to yourself you could change your life and sustain it. And that is rare because, like you said, people are chasing results. The world has a microwave mentality. And not only did you clear this for yourself, you built a system, you built a discipline, and you built a life that holds. And now, what I think is even more incredible is that you're willing to show other people what's possible without shortcuts, without excuses, and you are not buying into the algorithm. And I have so much respect for the work that you're doing. I think that makes you incredibly special. And to everyone listening, can you guys just stop waiting for motivation? Okay, motivation is bullshit and you don't need it. God did not create you to stay stuck in the cycles you already know aren't working. You're meant to grow, to build, to become, to be contagious, to be courageous, to be magnetic. And please remember, your mess is your message. The habits, the failures, the things that you struggle with, babe, that's your foundation. And I'm going to say this straight, you guys, podcasting is one of the most powerful tools right now. And like nobody's using it the right way. Okay. I created a podcast support group for my listeners, for my guests. If you want a show, if you want to help support other shows, I just help you simplify everything. Start the show. Again, like Stanley, it's free to join and I give away all the secrets. I'm not going to sit on what makes this magic because it's going to change everything in your life. Okay. I want you to use your voice to build something real. No bullshit, just execution. So if you've been sitting on your story, number one, join the group and then come in here and get in the arena. Start using your voice. If this episode hit, please subscribe, share it, and definitely send it to someone who needs it. I know you could think of at least five people right now that could use a lot of Stanley's wisdom and his program. They're saying, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. Babe, his stuff is free. So, like, you literally have no excuse, okay? I want you to go check his stuff out, get resourced in the show notes, follow his website. And if you're ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Stanley, God bless you and everything you're doing. And I appreciate you so much for coming on here today.
God bless you, Brandon.
Thank you.
You're doing great work.
Thank you.